Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome South Dakota State University President Barry Dunn. President Dunn, good to see you once again.
Good morning, Perry. How are you?
I'm very well. How's your summer?
Very busy.
I'm sure.
It's actually my schedule doesn't really change much. But we're excited. The students are coming back in just a few weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just a couple of weeks away already. Summer goes fast.
Yeah, it does.
So how's it looking for the return of students?
Well, we're facing a continued enrollment challenge. So we're kind of holding our breath here. Been on a steady decline since 2010, and we're concerned that it'll continue again this year. This is not what we wanted to see, but on the other side, soccer and volleyball and football students are back and practicing and getting ready, and we're excited to welcome new students into our new Southeast apartment complex, which looks like it'll be absolutely full of young people, and so it'll be exciting.
How's the work on the townhomes? Are those underway? Or
yeah, they're basically done, and students are actually moving into the apartments.
Townhomes too.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I didn't know if it was just the complex or
no.
The...
It's a busy...
I'll have to go over and take a look at it. I haven't for a while. Obviously,
well, the construction through Brookings right now is a little hard to work around.
I just kind of go where I have to these days.
Exactly.
Uh huh. Lots of reasons for declining enrollment. Obviously, birth rates have gone down in South Dakota. There's fewer kids in high school. International students are down. So you're dealing with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and it's highly competitive. We have lots of choices for young people. And the enrollments in higher ed are countercyclical with the economy. So the stronger, we've had a booming economy for 10 years, and it mirrors exactly our challenge with enrollment. Young people can get relatively high-paying starting jobs. They can't go very far in them, but without going to a post-secondary education. So it's a challenge for South Dakota and all the upper Midwest.
Are you continuing to see the convergence with online courses? And it just seemed to be happening a lot lately.
Yeah. And
even on-campus students.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, a land-grant university, at least one of our size, is, Purdue just went out and bought an entire online university. But for a program like ours, which is heavy, heavy into experiential learning and engineering, pharmacy, nursing, agriculture,
hands-on,
which is what we brag about, but that does not, they do not lend themselves to online programs. So while online can do a lot of good things for a liberal arts college, it's a lot tougher for a land grant.
I know last time we talked, freshman numbers were actually looking pretty good. Is that still the case?
Yeah, we'll see. We had our last new student orientation and for freshmen and transfer students this week, two different events, and they were up a little bit this week. So we're hoping we're even with last year. It's a real challenge.
Turning to more positive stuff, it seems like every couple of weeks there's a release from SDSU on academic awards, notifications, rankings, very well ranked when it comes to nationally, even in various programs.
Right, from everything from the 22nd safest campus in the United States to in yesterday's Brookings Register, a great story about how strong our engineering programs are, and ranking in the top 10 in several categories. But the same's true. We had the same type of news with our nursing program this summer, and of course pharmacy. So and
it was recognized for value recently too,
right,
wasn't it?
Yeah. And so what I try to on my stump speech with alumni and everywhere I go, I talk about, well, if your young son or daughter or student is in a different program than those, they're still in the same general education courses, and it says everything about our math and our science courses as real foundationally strong. So it's exciting news.
Business summit held recently. Tell me about that.
Yeah, our Ness School of Management and Economics held a business summit on Monday to to work with business leaders from across eastern South Dakota, kind of the I-29 corridor, about how we can serve them better, not only in workforce development, which has kind of taken the air out of the room sometimes lately, but also in research and in providing economic analysis for their specific business markets. So it was a great success, a big turnout, and it's fun to see the Larry and Diane Ness endowed this school, and those resources are going to have an incredible return on investment for SDSU, but also the business community here in Brookings and Sioux Falls, Watertown, and this whole region.
I would imagine it could bear fruit for students too in the short and long term.
Oh, absolutely. And here's another example of excellence. We sent a team of students for the first time, because we had resources from the endowment, we sent a team to China to compete against 20 other international universities in agricultural economics, and our students won first place. So,
how about that?
Yeah, so it's again a great example of with just some really key resources, we're able to leverage those into a great experience for our young people and national prominence.
Precision Ag building, work getting underway?
Yeah, we're building a new parking lot across the street, because we're going to lose a parking lot,
right,
in the old Dean of Ags, where the house for the Dean of Ags stood for so many years. So we're going to fence it off and start digging here any day now, and had a little delay with some re-engineering we had to do because of the change in steel prices, but we're excited that it'll be underway soon. And the American Indian Student Center is again fighting the weather every day, but finally really taking shape in a very exciting place.
Finishing date on that, do we have an idea?
In all reality, it'll be next summer, and so yeah. A year from now, we'll welcome a group of young people in there that will just be a beautiful beautiful place.
Great. Yeah, Precision Ag is a major project.
Yeah, it is, and again, national prominence, and the Animal Disease Research and Diagnostic Lab we're going to move in. We have kind of a open house early in September, so watch for that and come on through. And then we kind of have to close it down and move into it. And after we close it down, because of biosecurity, it's going to be very, very hard to see what goes on in there. So when that announcement, I think it's September 6th, but when that announcement comes out, I would invite everybody in the community to go through it. It's a fabulous facility.
That's a good point, because once they start doing their work in the new spaces, right?
Right. We don't want anybody in there.
Think anybody wants to be
right,
in there.
Right. Yeah. We got some bad bugs in that place.
They do incredibly important work.
Right. Especially, we're all very concerned about African swine fever and whether or not, some people say not when, but if. Not if, but when, sorry, it gets to the United States. So our team is already working with a national team, it couldn't be more timely in terms of protecting the livestock industry, but also human health for our state and region.
Well, almost every year it seems like there's a bug out there that you have to be concerned about.
It's
chronic wasting or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right. We know so much more about what's going on, and we're protecting ourselves so much better, but it is a little shocking how virulent these diseases are.
Yeah. Let's do again a more positive note. Hobo Days is early this year.
Yeah, October
5th.
Yeah. And as I said, volleyball team, soccer team, football team, all back practicing. And so it's a busy place on campus already. But yeah, this is about the earliest Hobo Day I can remember in decades. So the weather should be perfect, and we'll have a great game, I'm sure.
They can't have even had that many games under their belts by then, would they?
Well, we'll
two
have
or three.
No, I think we'll have had five.
Really?
Yeah, we start on August 29th at the University of Minnesota.
Thinking it would start. Oh, that's right. You play the U this year, which will be fun.
Yeah, and I guess it would be four. And then we have three home games, and then that'll be a home game. Mm-hmm. So there's a bye week in there. So
yeah, you should be interesting. They're saying they're pretty good this year. So
well, we'll let them prove that to us. So we're going to keep our run alive, I think.
There you go. So. Barry Dunn, thank you very much.
Thank you, Perry.
Right here at Brookings Radio.